So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kuza kusihlwa mthwakazo omuhle ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 24 kuNkwenkwezi 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Uhlelo oluhle nxa injongo yalo ithe yalandelwa ngokupheleliswa njengalokhu esikubona kwamanye amazwe ukuthi ma abantu abatsha beqeqesha kuNational Youth Service bavele babe lesiqiniseko sokuthi sebesiyaqhatshwa kupublic service.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usungule uhlelo lokufundisa abasakhulayo ngembali yelizwe kanye lemisebenzi yezandla olu Youth Service in Zimbabwe olwalusaziwa ngokuthi National Youth Service namuhla. Wazisa ukuthi ngesikhathi esilandelayo wonke osakhulayo uzamele angene kulolu hlelo. Ingcwethi kwezenotho edumileyo eMelika, umnumzana Steve Hank, uthi imali yeZimbabwe entsha ezik ngesine kuluhlu lwemali zamazwe omhlaba ezigugudeka ngesiqubo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday leviki sileqembu leRumba eleAfrican Sounds Collection lona elisanda kwethula idlalade elitsha. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla usungule uhlelo lokufundisa abasakhulayo ngembali yelizwe lemisebenzi yezandla olwe Youth Service in Zimbabwe namuhla olwalusaziwa ngokuthi National Youth Service. Wazisa ukuthi esikhathini esilandelayo bonke abasakhulayo kuzamele bangene kulolu hlelo lapho begqiba izifundo zabo andubana baqale umsebenzi. Umnangagwa usungule lolu hlelo esemavinkilini eMtawatawa eMurewa. Esikhathini esedluleyo, uhlelo lweNational Youth Service lwalusetshenziswa libandla elibusayo eleZANU PF ukulolonga abasakhulayo ababedume ngochuku abaziwa ngokuthi ngama-Green Bomber, ababechaya abamabandla aphikisayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uPraxis Dis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxelo sakhulayo okumsebenzi wokukhuthaza ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo abatsha eMathebeleland South uNkosazana Senzeni Maphosa.
Uhlelo lweNational Youth Service luhlelo oluhle nxa injongo yalo ithe yalandelwa ngokupheleliswa njengalokhu esikubona kwamanye amazwe ukuthi ma abantu abatsha beqeqesha kuNational Youth Service bavele babe lesiqiniseko sokuthi sebesiyaqhatshwa kupublic service bathole imisebenzi elempentsheni, imisebenzi ezabagcina ma sebephele amandla.
Utsho ukuthi lolu hlelo olweZimbabwe lwehlukene nolwamanye amazwe, mehluko bani owubonayo?
Ukwehlukana kohlelo lolu kwelakithi ikundlela abatsha abaholwa ngayo ezifundweni zabo ebenza baziphathe njengebutho lebandla elibusayo elisetshenziswa ukudlwengula amalungelo kaZulu okuba yinto engcolisa uhlelo lolu lapha eZimbabwe.
Kungani sitsho njalo?
Singakhangela izindlela ze-recruitment eyenziwa ngazo. Kukhangelwa imbali yothile iqathaniswa lebandla elibusayo ukuthi nxa ungela linki yebandla elibusayo amathuba okungena asuke azace. Lokhu kusuka kwephule ilungelo lomuntu omutsha ofisa ukungena ohlelweni lolu yena engelankaba yeZANU PF. Ngombono wami uhlelo lweNational Youth Service okwamanje ngibona engani alusizi abatsha ngoba bafundile baqeqesha emakolitshini kulezifundo ezilungiselela umuntu omutsha ukunakekela isizwe lesiqinti sakhe. Pho ikuchithela abantu abatsha isikhathi, uhulumende kavule amathuba emisebenzi, abantu abatsha bathole imisebenzi ezabagcina mabephela amandla, imisebenzi elempentsheni njengoba ubukhokheli obusembusweni busebenzela impentsheni makuphela amandla. I-National Youth Service okwamanje ngikwejiso akukho okubambekayo okuzokwenziwa ngabatsha mabeqeqetsha lapho. Indlela yokulibazisa abantu abatsha ukuze balibale ukufuqa uhulumeni mayelana ngemisebenzi, ukuthi bathole imisebenzi ezabagcina bathole impila kahle. Ma i-National Youth Service ingasoze ikunike i-guarantee yokuthi ma uphuma lapho uyoqhatshwa. Mina ngokubona kwami ngibona ingani abatsha abaqhubeke ngokusebenzela izimuli za lekusasa yabo lapho abade bevele besebenza khona okwamanje, ngoba bangalaluka sebesele enkangala ngemva kokuthatha uhlelo lolu.
Unkosazana Masenzeni Maphosa ngosakhulayo kumsebenzi wokukhuthaza ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo abatsha eMatebeleland South. Ingcwethi kwezenotho edumileyo eMelika lasemhlabeni jikelele umnumzana Steve Hank, yena ofundisa ekolishini leJohns Hopkins, uthi imali yeZimbabwe entsha eZimbabwe Gold kumbe iZig ngesine kuluhlu lwemali zamazwe omhlaba ezigugudeka ngesiqubu. Amazwe amathathu akhokhelayo ngathi iSudan yona ehlezi esiqongweni, ilandelwa yiSouth Sudan, kuthi kuzinga lesithathu kuhlezi iCuba. Uhulumende ngenyanga edluleyo usungule imali entsha le egxile kusilinganiso segolide elisebhanga lelizwe, ngoba eyayikhona yayisilahlekelwe luhlonzi ingasathengi lutho. Ingcwethi kwezenotho zithi ukusungula imali entsha leya kusoze kumise ukugugudeka kwedola kwemali yeZimbabwe, njengoba kungayisikho kwakuqala kusungulwa imali entsha elizweni. Izolo iWorld Bank ikhuphe umbiko othi iZimbabwe ngelinye lamazwe azadonsa nzima kwezenotho lonyaka. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uTaboka Ncube weStudio 7 uxoxelo mnumzana Stevenson Dlamini, yena ofundisa ekolishini leNational University of Science and Technology iNasti kobulawayo.
Enkolisweni kohank imethod ayisebenzisayo ukukhalkulate i-inflation ingabe ihlukene lendlela esiyijayeleyo, ngoba esiyijayeleyo sikhangele ukuthi ngomnyaka ngomnyaka kumbe ngemonth ngemonth ama-prizes atshintsha njani ayi-certain basket of goods. So okokuqala angaqinisa ukuthi usebenzisa the same CPI esivele siyijayele, kumbe kulenye indlela yakhe ayisebenzisayo, mhlawumbe i-black market, mhlawumbe yini. Ngoba nxa sikhangela on the ground, inflation rate is not yet in the thousands. Yes, before the introduction of EZIC, we saw inflation rate being so high, according to the traditional way of calculating inflation. Yes, it was very high because of the exchange rate depreciation. But also, akungiphica ukuthi yena usebenzisa yiphi indlela, ngoba ama-economists achiyana indlela amezwa ngayo i-inflation. Omunye abe khangele i-producer price index, omunye akhangele yona le sijayele i-consumer price index. Kodwa bonani kusuka kube ngathi kwengezelele kakhulu ama-figures awafakayo.
Ngokubona kwenu, isiqubu sokuphela amandla kwezigi singengezelela nango kuya kwesikhathi?
Ngibonani kungaqhubeka ngendlela izigi emi ngayo, kakhulu siyiqhathanisa lentengo yayo namanye amazwe. Ngibonani inflation ilakho ku-slow down kakhulu. Ikakhulu kungaqhubeka kungelaku-increase i-quantity yezigi ekhona ku-market. Ngiqhubeke imonitwe kanje. Ngibona ngathi inflation ilakho ukwehla kusiya kelo mnyaka, sizabona isiqubu sayo sesingathi sehlile. is more of iZiG is being accepted.
Abanye bakhala ngokuthi iZiG alibambe lokho akusoze kuphazamise na.
Mbona yathi isungula vele iZiG. Esinye sezinqumo esasifakwe ngugovernor webhanga elikhulu leZimbabwe wayethe uphesiwa lokho esingakuthi tight monetary policy. Wayethe yena vele ufuna ukuthi abhasophe ukudindwa kakhulu kwemali yakithi iZiG. Akho ke sikubonayo wehlisile inani leZiG elidindwayo uthi lingavami kakhulu ngoba yikho kusuka kubangela inflation esingawuthi imali supply. Uhlelo wakilo aqhubeka ngayo lokubona ukuthi akubi lokwanda kweziko ungacina kuqhubula i-inflation. Ngakho ke angiboni ukuthi izaba ningi kakhulu e-paper. Abantu abaningi sebeyamukele ukusebenzisa i-electronic money kakhulu. Ngakho ke angiboni kusanda kakhulu ukusetshenziswa kwe-paper ngaphandle mhlawumbe kwemchova nezinto ezincane nje intshintshi nje ema-supermarket. Kodwa imvama ngibona abantwana bakhululekile ukuyisebenzisa i-technology esebenzisa i-electronic money.
Umnumzana Stevenson Dlamini yingcwethi kwezenotho efundisa ekolishini le-National University of Science and Technology i-NUST koBulawayo obexoxa lo Tabo kaNcube we-Studio 7. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yababalisi bemaphandleni e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, i-ATUZ, umnumzana Obed Masaraure, ugwetshwe ukuhlala ejele okwenyanga ezine nxa ethe wehluleka ukubhadala ifayindi eyamakhulu amabili amadola eMelika, i-$200. UMasaraure ufunyanwe inkantolo elecala lokuvimba isandla somthetho ngomantshi weHarare ngolwesithathu kulandela ukubotshwa kwakhe ngontulikazi ngomnyaka ka-2022. Phansi kukahulumende kamongameli Joe Biden, abake baba ngamabutho eMelika sebethole inhlelo zokwelatshwa ezibiza imali engamabhiliyoni pose ayisithupha $5.7 billion. Kodwa owake waba ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump uthi ababe ngamabutho laba babephila ngcono kakhulu ngesikhathi kusabusa yena. Kulolu daba sikhangela izikhalazo abantu laba abalakho ukuzethulela lo ozanqoba kukhetho lukamongameli phakathi kukaTrump loBiden. Cishe asebasuka kubutho abaphose bangene kusigidi 890,000 ababa sengozini yokuchayeka engozini yezikhali ezilechefu ngesikhathi besemsebenzini. Sebathola uncedo phansi kwe-Pact Act, okungumthetho owasayinwa ngumongameli Biden ngo-2022 ngenjongo yokuqhelisa inhlelo zempilakahle kulabo abalimalela empini kanye labasindayo. Ngolwesithathu, uBiden wazise ukuthi kulezicelo ezedlula isigidi 1 million zabantu abafuna uncedo phansi kwe-Pact Act esezivunyelwe.
Trouble breathing, cancer, brain cancer. Folks, you suffered long enough. You shouldn't have to prove.
Ukwehluleka ukuphefumula kuhle imvukuzane yobuchopho. Abantu basebuhlungwini obukhulu. Akulasidingo sokuthi uveze ubufakazi bokuthi wathola umkhuhlane usesotsheni. Sibonga umthetho we-Pact Act. Asisekho lezo sidingo.
UBiden ugcizelele ukuthi phansi kombuso wakhe kule mithetho edlula amachumi amathathu 30 epasiswe ngokubambisana edalele parliamente esekela ababe ngamabutho abanakekeli babo kanye labasindayo empini.
We've increased resources to end veteran homelessness. Hired and trained hundreds of additional mental health providers.
Sesengeze inhlelo zokuqeda uhlupho lwababengamabutho abangela indawo zokuhlala sigatshesa lolonga amakhulu esebenza ezempila kahle ezelapha umkhuhlane wengqondo ukuze siphathise ababesempini uqeda udubo lokuzibulala.
Umnumzana Donald Trump yena oncintisana lo Biden emele ibandla lama Republicans kukhetho lukamongameli lonyaka ngo-2024 uthi abalwa impi babephila ngcono ngesikhathi esabusa. UTrump wakugcizelela lokho kumbiko awethula ngevideo enkundleni yeRambo ngolwezi.
We have 33,000 veterans in this country who are homeless.
Silabantu abalwa impi abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu, 33,000 kuleli lizwe abangelandawo zokuhlala njalo abahluphekayo. Kulihlazo lokho.
Wengeze wathi enganqoba kukhetho aphenduke embusweni lokho kuza kuquka.
On day one, I will sign an executive order to cut off Joe Biden's massive spigot.
Ngosuku lakuqala ngizasayina umthetho omisa yonke imali edlaliswa ngohulumende kaBiden enakekela abantu abangela maphepha. Limali sizayisebenzisa ukwakhela abalwa impi izindlu zokuhlala njalo sibatholise inhlelo zokwelatshwa.
Inhlanganiso ye-National Association of Social Workers income impucuko esithe yabakhona kunhlalakahle yabalwa impi phansi kwemibuso yabo bobabili uTrump loBiden. Isipha umzekeliso kaTrump, inhlanganiso le ithi waqhelisa inhlelo zokunakekela abantu laba ngaphandle kwalezo eziqhutshwa lugatsha lwe-US Department of Veterans Affairs. Kodwa ingxaki zikhona, kutsho umnumzana Anthony Eastreet, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Social Workers Association.
Individuals have been experiencing issues with access in terms of entering their system.
Abantu bahlangana lenkinga emzameni yokungena kunhlelo zokuthola uncedo, okunye futhi baphazanyiswa ngamaphepha afunakalayo. Kuthatha isikhathi eside njalo ukuthi bafakwe kunhlelo lezi.
U-Eastreet uthe ozanqoba kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika kuzamele aqakathekise ukutholisa abalwa impi inhlelo zokwelatshwa imikhuhlane yengqondo. Udaba lolu lwethu lwe-intathelizindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Balderas Iglesias lwahumotshwa yimi uNtungamile Nkomo. Okwamanje singene kudaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
LeMelika lithi akumelanga umkhokheli wakwele Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu ahanjiswe emthethandaba we-International Criminal Court ukuyathoniswa amacala okubulala abantu abaningi eGaza ngesikhathi elwisana leHamas. Umnumzana Matthew Miller, isikhulumeli sohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezokudlelana lamanye amazwe kweleMelika, uthi isicelo somthethandaba lo silinganisa okwenziwa nguNetanyahu leHamas. Umila uthi iHamas inhlanganiso yamalocaja, kuthi-ke ele-Israyeli lilizwe elizama ukuzivikela. Uthi iHamas yabulala abantu mahlana kwele-Israyeli njalo yathumba abanye elokhu ibabambe ngenkani eGaza. Umila uthi idale le-ICC kalilamandla okuthonisa udaba lolu njengalokhu okuvezwa kuziqondiso zenhlanganiso le ezokuthonisa amacala. Uthi kuyamangalisa ukuba idale leli ligijime ukuyabopha uNetanyahu lingadlulisisanga isimo salo. Umila uthi kujayelekile ukuba umtshutshisi ame kancane ngendaba ezinje ukwenzela ukuthi amazwe atshiyeneyo ahlolisise lokhu, hhaji ukujaha kangaka. Uthi kungenziwa ngemfanelo lokhu kuzakwenza abatshutshisi bebe leqiniso labakwenzayo. Uthi okufuna lidale leli kwenzakale ngesikhathi kumele umtshutshisi walo ahambe kwele-Israyeli uyakuzwa ukuthi ithini inkokheli yakulelo lizwe ngokwenzakala eGaza. Umila uthi bekumele kuhlolisiswe wonke ngodaba lolu ngoba kwamanje kwenza ukuthi kungathenjwa ngabantu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Uthi lokhu kulakho ukuphazamisa inkulumo zokumisa impi ephakathi kwele-Israyeli le-Hamas ezokubeka phansi izikhali lokukhululwa kwabathunjwa nyakenye kwele-Israyeli. Elemelika lithi lizaqhubekela phambili lizama ukuba kumiswe impi le ukuze kungabulawa abantu abaningi eGaza. Umongameli Joe Biden laye uchodoze okwenziwa lidale le-ICC esithi bazasekela ele-Israyeli sonke isikhathi.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Soku isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu lina balaleli beStudio 7 elisithumele yona ngeWhatsApp.
Silbone, siyabonga nonke lalelayo nonke ke. Mina nguZaduku, uZaduku indoda ehlala ikhuluma nayo kuStudio 7. Inkinga esinayo nje nasi, noma nami siphumela eTicholo Cholocho, inkinga ekhona ukuthi into engimangazayo, khona manje ngingabona sokusiyapublishwa ukuthi isikolo semathithane, siyakhwe ngo-2007. Siyasebenza, kodwa semangala sokuthiwa isikolo sivulwe. Kudala sisebenza isikolo lesa, asazi ukuthi lo esikhulunywa ngaso yisiphi. Okuthiwa isikolo semathithaneni singazi lezi ezinye, kodwa esemathithaneni abantu basakha ngo-2007. Iplan international yancedisa izakhamizi. So ngiyamangala nje manje, namhlanje bekungcwatshwa umama lo uSandi Moyo. Into enhle engiyibongayo ukuthi abantu bezaphu bahambile, ngoba sasivele sinaye umama lona, wabeka nje egcekeni ukuthi hayi abantu njengoba bevele bengaphandle, abantu bebaleka babalekani kabi ngapha igovernment isifilizwe lilungile. And bekhuluma ekhaleni, ekhaleni lokuzenu bekhona ulokuzenu uChinga Dube.
Studio 7 salibonani. Kasi besicela ukuthi uChabango eke stage manje into oyilande ephalamendeni yini? Njengoba nesihamba isiyi-1 abanye sebaxotshile bonke, ulandeni? Ulande wona ama-ice cream lawo, kanti ulandeni? Kodwa esikwaziyo ukuthi angeke last iZANU PF izambulala kuphela. iZANU PF futhi iyabulala, izakhampena ngawo ke nila. So kuthiwa ubulewe opposition party, lokhu siyakutshela, sifuna ukuthansi kukuo. iZANU PF iyabulala, yabulala abantu abaningi kakhulu, isitimela singadosa amathole kugcina amathamba abantu abafile. Uthengisa ibulawayo yonke, usiyasithengisa wona. Kunesikhathi sento awaqeda abantu abaningi kakhulu, ngabe usubulele ibulawayo yonke? Awuzama ukuthi kusihloniphe mfowethu, ngoba into yela nje ephalamende awusayazi. Suthi ulandi kuyalengisa ikhanda nje ephalamende, ulokhu uphiwa wona ama-ice cream lawo. Adle sibone uzaphika, ngoda siyakwazi ukuthi aza kubulala phela ama-ice cream to yafa kube baningi. Ubaba uNkomo bafile, olimkanda uphahla bafa, uNkala bafa, ngayo iZANU PF lawo uzaba ngumunye ozaba kuhistri. Ngithuma laphana eCosmos City eJohannesburg.
Sanibonani, sanibonani nonke emagumbini amane omhlaba, balandeli nabalaleli baka-VOA Ndebele. Hayi, nami nje hayi ukubonga kuphila, ngithethe ukubonga, kungayisikho ukuthi nje ngiyasekela. Noma nje bengathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi nje, ngizwa begcekwa kakhulu, besolwa ngabantu abaningi. Amadoda la amathathu, uBelief Gawule, uMalaki Nkomo noJoseph Thuma. Kodwa mina engithanda nje ukukubonga ikhokho ukuthi imibuzo abayibuzwa yi-VOA bayiphendula, bayeza benjalo bafike emoyeni baphendule. Yikho-ke lami ngikuthakazelelayo ukuthi at least bayaphendula. Khona ukuyana sikubongeni madoda, sikuhloniphenini, ngingamanga ohlangothini lwabo. Kodwa nje khona ukuyana ukuthi at least abafani nabanye laba abathunyelwa imibuzo, abafonela bengaphendula amafoni wabo.
Labo ngabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbono yabo ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi
+1 202 465 0318.
Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sileqembu lerumba ele African Sounds Collection, lona elisanda kwethula idlalate lalo lesine. Leli qembu litabuka iCholocho, kepha licula likwele South Africa. Nangu umholi walo.
Thank you.
sanibonani bantu bakithi linjani bonke ngezindawo ezehlukeneyo. Obingelelayo ngumlangatheli Ncube weqembu le-African Sounds Collection. Ngibingelele kini nani basakazi be-Studio 7. Ngisithi kubalandeli bengithanda ukubazisa ukuthi sikhiphe idlalada elishasha lesihloko esithi iVindezi. Ingoma zakhona zingu-6 phakathi. Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Ezinkundleni zokuxhumana basithola kuFacebook, basithola kuYouTube, basithola kuInstagram ngayo futhi African South Collection nje bangena nje ngalelo gama. Bese kuthi mhlawumbe nabafuna ukukhuluma nathi personal bangithole enambeni ethi 074-6395-322. Sikhipha izingoma singapha eSouth Africa side kodwa ngokudabuka sidabuka eZimbabwe khona lena phansi eTsholoto.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi?
Kubalandeli ngizothanda ukubonga kakhulu abalandeli abathe basincedisa kakhulu. Kusho ukuthi ngemva kwale album eyaphuma before kulo nyaka wedlule, ye sathola abalandeli abaningi kakhulu, basifakela izandla saze sathola amandla okuthi kwanise nokukhipha leli idlalathi lethele okudinela amandla. Let's go with the city just joke by the best and chill on a move.
African Sounds Collection becula ke kamnandi lapho besivalela uhlelo lwethu. Lingayikatshana likhumbule luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lapho esikhuluma khona namhlanje ngosuku lwe-Africa Day olunanzwa kusasa. Kulapho ke okwabunjwa khona umanyano we-African Union obizwa ngaleso sikhathi ngokuthi Organization of African Unity. Ayike kwanele zihlobo ezithandekayo olivalelisayo ngontungamili inkomo. Ngokusho kwami lingayikatshana njalo uhlelo lwe-Live Talk liyalandela lile jahe elidala kumbe ijahe elisakhulayo uTaboka Ncube. Mina ngingontungamili inkomo ngisithi lilale kololokwana wamatukanduna kwafupatila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.